is not makabutuma. So Shkar al Mishnah is mashma the leash, the tabat that goes around the neck of the kelev is makabutuma. Let's see Rashi. Tabas odom shenoisim biet filonoi. Has a regular ring that a person wears, that's called the kli, that's makabutuma. Is Timea the Rashi the tachshit too? It's called the tachshit. Mimidyon yafinim. We learn it now from the Torah says by midyon, demona behen tachshitin. The Torah there says all the different tachshitim they had, and that was makabutuma there. Atzada vitzomit. Vakula koyit eschatu atem uvishvichem. It says that you should be matirit. So you see, even the tachshitim of a person is makabutuma. Mashenkin tabas kelim. Kain sho'isin barosh yodas hakelim. If you have a kli, and on the top of the handle you make a tabas, a ring around the handle, that's not makabutuma. Hey, tabas behema vekelim. A ring of a behema, or else a ring for another keli, is not makabutuma. Rashi b'shakol atzmeyus kugoyin hasuyus ledelus. If you have a ring that's made for a door, that's also not makabutuma. Is tyrus? So what's the steer with how Mishnah? Mishnah says the shear of the shochem shear mazamin aleim, that the shear, that's the leash around the animal, is makabutuma. And here the Mishnah mashma tabas for behema is not makabutuma. For it's a steer. And the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yitzchok Navcha v'boyin minoy yodel minoy behema. The Mishnah is talking about this leash or this tabas, that you, the ring you put around the neck of the dog was metchila used for a person. It was a ring that was used for a man. And then later he changed and used it for an animal. And it was makabel tumma when it was still used for an adam. Therefore it has a shen kli on it. Therefore the tumma didn't go off it yet. So Drashi Tahiris. Why by behem is a Torah? The lav mishum tachshit metamu. The ain tachshit lekli. As if you have the ring around the kelim, you have a pot, and you have a handle to the pot. Now on the handle you put a ring around the pot, that's not makabel tumma, the ring by itself. Why is it Rashi? You say the tachshit lekli. For a kelim, there's no din tachshit. O kli nami lehevi, the ring itself is not called a keli by itself. Elo tachshit kli, it's only called a tachshit, it's a ring put around the pot to hold the pot with. So it's a tachshit for a kli. There's no such yisoid of a kli to makabutuma. Or miyo boidu mechuboris kolzaman, the ring is around the pot itself. It's around the handle of the pot. Avada mechuboris the kli mitamim a kli. To have a yad le kli. To chola mechubu loy hereyu kamoyu. It's the pot a keli, avada, that's called a kli. That's makabutuma. If you have a ring, like a mole, you have a hole at the end of the handle, and you put a ring around there so you can hang up the pot, so when the ring is attached to the pot, it's like a chilik of the pot, so it's makabel tumma with the pot. But if you take off the ring by itself, it's not called a kli by itself. The whole purpose of the ring is just a tachshit for the pot. So for hilkas tumma, there's no din tachshit for a keli. There's only a din tachshit for a person. A kli that's a tachshit for a person, that's called a kli that has tumma. So the kashir here is, this ring is only used for behemo. It shouldn't be makabel tumma. The first teretz is Rashi beboyim minoy yod minoy behemon. Masnitzin goin shenasu shiozel tachshit adam. That this leash first was used for a person, for an adam. Uvoidil yodim, when the man used it, nitmu was makabel tumma. Uliyachet tumasa, after it was tumay nostal behemo, then you put it on your animal. V'tzorach latfilay mitumasa. Obazoy, it's still tumay. You have to be tevlor in the mikvah to take off a tumma. Rishoyna shloyiga b'tyrus, that now this tabash should not touch tyrus. You have to be tevel in the mikvah. That's the case of the Mishnah. The metchila, it was a ring used for a person. That's why it was makabel tumma. And then you changed your mind to give it for behema. It's still called the keli. And the tumma didn't go with it. Vayitiv Rabbi Yosef Amar hoyel v'yodem moishich b'mes behema. What is a leash used for? That a person pulls his dog. So since the person is using the leash also, it's not called like a tabas, a ring just for an animal. It's called a tabas, a ring that a person uses. So that's called a kli already. It's makabel tumma. Rashi hoyv yodem moishich b'mes behema. Choshev lekli tashmish yodem. It's called a choshev a kli that's a tashmish for the person himself. Therefore, it's makabel tumma. The more mila tanya, bring your rai for this mila tanya. Didn't learn the brayso makel shel behema, the stick that the owner of the behema uses to hit the animal with. What do you call it? The trainer stick, like a whip. Makel shel behema shel matches, if it's made out of matches ayin, is makabel tumma. My tam I lechur, it's a kli for a behema. A kli for behema is not makabel tumma. Hayov yodim roid de behem. since the person uses the whip to hit the behemoth with, it's called a tasha, it's called a kli for an adam. So therefore it's makabel tumah. Hochinam, the same thing by a leash of a dog. Hoyo v'adam moshech ben. Since the person pulls his dog with it, so even though the ik of the leash is a shmir for the behemoth, but since the person is using it also, it's called a kli for an adam, therefore it's makabel tumah. Shrashi hoyo v'adam moshech ben as a behemoth. Choshev le kli tashmish the adam. It's called a kli that's metashmish of an adam. That's the yisoid of a kli. Kalim is something that has use for a person. A person has use out of it. That's the side of a kli. Here also, this whip, since the person, the Yodim, has a purpose, has a tashmish with it, that's the way he hits his behema, makes the behema move, it's called the kli. Makal shebehema, shereidim bayetagomu, you hit your camel with it. Oh yes, hanoka. That was the white camels. Inami kein shoistin lahane gesadoi. Son, just the way your maniga beer. You want a beer to move, you have to have a stick to hit the beer. I speak to beer to son. Ishamatchis, Trashi the ilu shall eat of wood. The whip would have been made out of wood. Pshut, it cleates. It has no base kibble. It's a flat piece of wood. So it wouldn't be makabel tumah anyway. No makabel tumah. Now that it's shamatchis, matchis is makabel tumah. My tamar reitzurch behema. The whip is still used for behema. Why is it makabel tumah? The teretz is roi demako miyasra. Since the person, the odem, has use from the whip, he hits his behema, it's called a kli odem. It's here also the leash. Since the odem pulls his animal with this tabat, it's called a tashmish of an odem, it's makabotum. The Mishnah says the Chiddush, even though the tabat is still tied around the neck of the dog, and you want to be metayrit now, you're allowed to be toivlut when it's still on the neck of the dog. As you can put mamish the dog in the mikvah, and you metayr the leash this way. The ring is tied tight around the neck, or it's tight. So there's a chatzitza there. How could you be tabled the way it is? It's tight. So Trashi, v'ikach chatzitza she tabas hakvua b'shir. Hey, this is the ring that's kavua in the leash. Kavua by b'chayzik. Hey, it's the top ring and the leash. Right, there's a ring around the animal, and then in the ring you have the leash, like the chain gets stuck on tight into the tabas. And the water can get in there. So here's a chatzitza. How could you be tabled the way it is? It's a chatzitza. Omravami bisharitzchon. We're talking about, no, you took a pliers and you pulled apart the ring. It's not tied together. Where it's connected, the ring, hey, and the leash, you made it a little bit wider. So there's room for the water to get in. So Rashi sharitzchon. Shirishchon, hika b'patish, hit it with a hammer, action is spashit until it's separated a little bit. Nispashit, it's spread out. V'nischrachay kanekev sovv sovv. And the hole where the tabas goes into came a little bit wider, the hole. Therefore, when the tabas goes around, exactly how it's connected, like this, there's room to move both around. Therefore, the water could get in there. That's the first terrace. Say poshid. Metchila was very wide holes. The endera chashiliyos came. That's not the way you make a leash. The way you make a leash is it's tied on very tight. The top notch where it's tied on to the leash is usually very, very tight. So you have to give an akimta here where you widen it. Shurishchon. The morlema Reb Ami Reb Yosi Tzrilu. Through Reb Ami's teretz now, they said that this tabas, how are you metayer it? The first you have to bang it and widen it to make it go in. So who are you making a maisa now? So he has to hold, like the teretz the kasha was before, why is a leash bechlau makabu tumah? I, it's only a klifer behema, and a klifer behema is not makabu tumah. So he had a few terutzim. So he has to hold like Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef said the way the leash is, even though it's meant for behema, but since the person pulls the dog with it, it's called a klifer nodim. Hey, see, he has to hold like that. So tomorrow, Tik Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, because if it's known from the first teretz we had before, the first teretz of the Yitzchak's teretz was known. This ring Metchila was made for Nodim, and B'shas the Mensch used it. It was Makabel Tumah. Then later he changed the mind and put it onto your door, so the Tumah didn't go off yet. That's why you have to be Metayrit. Now, if Rav Ami holds like this teretz, it's Shver. The Yama V'Boy Minoy Yod Minoy Behema. We're talking about such a kli that Metchila it was meant for Nodim. That's why it's makabel tumah. But now you change your mind, you put it for behemah. Rav Azoy, the next kasher is, the rings are tight. How does the water get in? So Rav Ami gave a teretz now, shirishchon, you did a maisa banging the rings, widening them, that the water could get in.
So the kashrias kivon, the rizchon, since you did a maisa by banging the rings, warning them, ovid bu maisa, you did a maisa to the leash to the rings now. Or was a pochol a tumim inayu. Automatically the tumim should go off it even without being tevil in the mikvah. Because the kli, when it was miyuchot for an adam, that's called the kli to makabel tumim, true. But now you changed your mind, and this tabash you put on the dog. So you miyachet it now for a dog. A kli for a dog is not makabel tumim. So why do we say it's still tummy? Because the tummy you had before didn't go off. But if you did a maisa now, with a maisa, you meyachad this kli, no more kli odom, now it's only kli behema, automatically should become tor. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, kol ha-kelim yodl m'dei tumosim b'machshava. If you have a kli that's not finished yet, so it's not makabel tumah. But if you're machshava, you just thought, I'm going to leave the kli the way it is. To me now, I'm considered like it's a finished kli. So right away with the machshav alone, it could be makabel tumah. But let's say the kli, the way it was, it really wasn't finished. But you had das to leave it the way it is. So it's makabel tumah. Now you changed your mind. I'm not going to use the kli the way it is. I have to fix it yet. It's not polished enough yet, this silver kli. It's not nice to use it the way it is. So even though now you think it's not finished, still, the tum is still there. It still could be makabel tumah ela b'shino maisa. If you want to change your mind to say you want to use this kli now, like it's not finished yet, you want to do a maisa, it's only if you do a maisa to it. You have to do something to it. But if you do a maisa to it, that shows the kli is not finished, like you take off the din tum, it's not makabel tumah anymore. There also, since you changed this ring from an odom to a behemah, really now that it's a kli, behemah shouldn't be makabel tumah. So you have to do a maisa to it. Here b'sharitzchon, you banged it to widen the loops. L'chur, that's a ma'isam. The tum automatically should go off. And the Gemara, that wouldn't be shver. It could be holds like a Yitzchak teretz, that really a kli from behemah is not makabel tumah. Here the kli though matchilu was meant for an adam, and you changed your mind, use it for behemah. Either kashrus, if it did a ma'isa to it right now, that should be porcha, take off the din tumah. We hold like Rav Yehuda. The Omar, ma'isa l'sakein lav ma'isu. If you're doing a maisa to masakin the kli, that can't make it ice kli. A maisa has to be like a maisa breaking the kli. If you do some maisa to show the kli is not finished yet, by breaking the kli, that's a maisa that takes off the tumah from the kli. But here, b'sharitzchon, you're making it wide. You're widening the holes to make it better, smoother. So that's not called a maisa to make the tumah go off. The Tanya, we have Yehuda Weimer, loy oma shinu maisa. When do we ever say liyama shinu maisa l'sakin el l'kalkol? When do we say if you do a maisa to a kli that makes an ois kli the tumah goes off? Only if you be mekalk with a kli. But any maisa that's being mesak in a kli can't take off the tumah. So here this sharitzchon, you did a maisa to the kli, but it's a maisa tikkun, the tumah doesn't go off. Let's see Rashi. Rashi krab yesi sviulei the yama kishen shel beima nami mekabel tumah. Heil be yada moishich bem. That's one teretz. That since the person has use from the leash, he pulled his animal, it's called the kli adam. Hilkach, kirischa, now even though you did a maisa, you widened the loops, liyachatumah, kati b'mosayah kaim, it's still called a kli. V'leparchotumosan, the kati chazle behema. The kli is still used for behema, and even though it's used for behema, since the person has anor from it, it's makabotumah, so it's still a kli. Avadi, kirev yitzot rashi diyoma, loy makabotumah ele b'yodin liyodom, a kli has to only be a kli odom, it's makabotumah. Tumazu, shekiblo b'yodin liyodom. So say now this ring, b'shas the adam used it for himself. That's when the sheretz touches makabel or the mace touched it. Kivon the rischa, now that you did a ma'isa to it, you widen the loops. V'shuv ein noyim liyodim. Now it doesn't look nice for a person anymore. Avazay v'tululu materas tashit. You mavatul this ring from a tashit from an adam. V'tirim mutamason. Now the kli is only oimid, can only be used for a leash for a behema, and a leash for a behema, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, is not makabel tumah. So automatically the tumah should go off it. Like you did a maisa to show the kli is not roi for an adam anymore. That's only roi for behema. Is that a vayta? Yodim adei tumasu machshava. Miyachash chishav olo shinichenu kumayshu. If you have a silver becher that wasn't finished yet, but your machshava was to leave it the way it is, I'm going to use it now. Achshav olo yosef. You're not going to do anything more to a tikkun ach, any more tikkun. Hu gemar malachtum or makabel tumah. With your machshava alone, you could decide, I'm going to leave the kli the way it is, so it's makabel tumah. Aber v'yein oylem atumasun. Miyachash chishav al or. Lasa shetiach. Moshe, you have skin. And you had machshava lasa shtiach, means tam, use it for a mat the way it is. You have raw skin, and you have machshava, I'm going to use it for a mat. Or v'zo yorad adei tumah. Right away, this mat now could be makabel tumah. V'im chaza v'chishev olav l'ritzuais v'stand olim. But then you change your mind. No, I want to use this skin not for mat. I want to make strips out of it, ritzuais, or I want to make shoes out of it. Is lebotam ateres kli. So even though now for shoe it's not a shoe yet, so of course it's not called a kli. But with machshav alone you can't change your mind. It still has a din tumah. It could be mekabel tumah. Well, leitira b'kach. When does it lose its din tumah that it came in mekabel tumah? Chiyitim by izmol. So you put the knife inside it to make holes in it. They have a shino maisa. You have to do a shino maisa to the skin. Haba zadiyik. Haba shino maisa. If you do a maisa to the skin now, miyuwa lematumasan. Mashmi. Even though it was mekabel tumah ready, the tumah goes off it. To see if you do a maisa to the kli. So now you're showing us this skin is not usable now. I want to use the skin to make shoes, and it's not a shoe yet, so it's not a kli. The tumah goes off it. There also, once you did a maisa to widen the holes of this tabas, you're showing us the tabas can't be used for nodim. It can only be used for behema. Now a kli behema is not mekabel tumah, so why doesn't the tumah go off automatically? The teretz is nuhel like a yehuda. Trashel is sakin. If you do a mindset, makes it tick and makes it better, that can't take off the tumor. Trashel is zuhi tikunai l'tzarech behemah. Mitzis is not called a kilka now. You're doing a mindset to make it better for the behemah. So that can be matirit. Lav mindset trashel avatim materas kli. Hey, see, according to Yehuda Shita, you have to do a maisa not just to show that the kli is not finished, that you still want to make shoes out of the skin, but you have to do a maisa kilkul to the skin. And here you didn't do a maisa kilkul, therefore tumah doesn't go off. Therefore the Mishnah says you have to be tevulit, and the chiddush is you could take the dog the way he is and stick it into the mikvah, and the leash becomes tore. Right. The Masdis and Turn of the Brice, we learned the Mechulolim. A Pashta Teretz. We're talking about the rings that was around the neck of the dog was Mechulolim, was holy. Because it wasn't tight. Drash Mechulolim. Mitchila Nasu Chalulim Rechavim. At the beginning, the loops are very wide. Sheyesh Chalal, but there's a lot of holes there where you dovek it. Shenosan Tabas, but Terech Tabas, Kemayshu Rechavim. There were wide rings that one fit into the other one. Therefore, there's no Shiloh Chatzitza. The water comes in. As Antai said, the Gemara didn't want to answer this at the beginning, because it's not shchiach to make such wide rings. Usually the rings are very narrow. They just fit in tight. So here you have to miyash about, Mishnah is talking about wide rings. Right, the Shoel Talmud Echad Migalil Ha'elyon Yesri Ablezer. One Talmud Yesri Ablezer, Shemati, I heard halacha, Shechokin Bein Tabas LaTabas. That there are different halachas about this type of rings. One ring has this halacha, and another ring has another halacha. And he didn't know what the halacha was. I don't know what the chiluk is, but I heard over that rings have different halacha. So he told him, maybe only Shabbos here they have different halachas. No matter what type of ring you have, it has one halacha. Linyan Hoytzor Shabbos is not Kmino, what ring you're allowed to walk out with on Shabbos. There yesh chilek. Ben yesh lechoysim, if it has a choysim, it has a signet on top of it. Lishayna lechoysim. But yom lekamar pek ba misha. We'll see later which ring you're allowed to walk out, which ring you're not allowed to walk out with. One is called the Masli, and one is called the Tachshit. Mashen kein zokta by Tumah, dobu do achati. Kol tabas din echud lehem. Now get to Tumah, every tabas has the exact same halacha. For the Gemara, is that true? Olinyan Tumah Dobah Do Achasi. Every ring has the same halacha. The Yotanan, we learned the Mishnah in Kalim, Tabas Adam Tumay, like we had before. A ring that's oimed for a person, it's called a tachshit for an Adam, that's Makabal Tumah. We learned that out from Midian, that all the tachshitim of an Adam is Makabal Tumah. Mashenkim Tabas Behema, or else for Kalim, a ring that's made for leash for put around the Behema, or else a ring that's made for Kali, you have a handle, you have the pot. And on the handle of the pot, you want to put a ring around the handle. It's not makabel tumah. There's no din tachshit for kelim. V'shar kol ha'tabois, and any other ring. The Rashi before said it means a ring for a door. Is toiris. Only a tachshit for an adam has a shem kli on it. But all other tabois are tor. So you see, for hilchas tumah, there's also an afkamin is what type of ring it is. And the Gemara ki koma leyu namu di yodim koma. He say he means any ring that a person uses is always makabel tumah. For the Gemara, the Yodim, Dov, the Achas, even for a person, is always the same din. The Yatanim learned in Tosefta, Tabas, Sheskino, Lechaga, Bamosnum. You have a ring that you want to use like for a buckle for your belt, that you put around your waist. It's Lechaga, Bamosnum. You want to put around your waist, so you put the buckle onto your belt. Or else, Lechasha, Bamosnum.
between your shoulders, maybe it means around your arms here. Also, used to put a belt around your arm to hold up your sleeves, maybe. Whatever the type of a buckle you want to put in the belt. Lakasha Mabeng Seifov is Tahira. Such a ring is Torah. The only type of a ring that's makabel tumah you put around your hand. That's called a tachshit for an adam, and that's makabel tumah. But a ring that you put in your belt, it's not called a tachshit. Like we had before, there's no tachshit for keli. Like it's only a tachshit for the belt. There's no din tachshit for kelim. And in itself, it's not called a kli. You have no tashmish for itself. Like Rashi says, Avada, calls the man, the ring is in the belt, there's mechuba to the belt, it's part of the belt, it'll be mekabel tumah. But if you have the ring by itself, it itself is not called a kli. It's only a tashmish for a keli, there's no din tumah. It's not called a kli. So you see, even rings that a person uses, it depends what type of ring it is. And the Gemara, ki kom lai, yo nami di etzpa komer. He meant to say, all rings that you use on your finger, all those rings are mekabel tumah. That's what he meant. That's called all rings. For the more vital, the etzpa, even for an etzpa, dovdo, achasi, is it all one halacha? For your tanan, taba shel matris. If you have the ring made out of metal, the choysom shel almug, and the choysom, the signet, that's made out of agma, is a special type of wood. Rashi almug, atzei almugim, vuno, a nice type of wood. Is temeya. Temeya, that's makabel tumah. Hey, since the ikir is metal, so metal is makabel tumah. Ma'ashenke, he shel almug. If the ikir of the ring is made out of the wood, now the signet is made out of the matkis, the metal, then Torah. You see, even by rings, it depends what type of ring you have. A wooden ring is not makabel tumah. And the Gemara, ki kom le'il nami, kula shomatkis komer. He also meant all his metal rings, that only for the finger, all those type of rings are makabel tumah. That's what he meant to say, all rings are the same. Ma'ashenge, it will be out of wood, since the ring is, that doesn't have a base kibble, obliged to shoot the cleats, not makabel tumah. Only shomatkis is makabel tumah. So that's what he meant, that's what he answered him. See Rashi? Rashi, dover the achasik, right near the big lines. Kol tabas de nechalim, sheskin lechaga ba moslem, shekavua ba rosh ritzua, that's the buckle you put on top of your belt. Rosh Ritzua, V'yosa Kimin Bukla, right, maybe it means a buckle, Shoysin L'Sagrim Shel Susim, L'Sagrim, they made it to muzzle around the animals, V'likshar Bo Ben Kseifa, Ben Zeroysev, by your arms, also you put like a strap around your arms, Is Toira, the Adin Heve, Tehoder Heve Lo, Ketabat Kelim, these rings, these buckles, is only a buckle for a keli, V'loidami L'yodim, it's not daimed to a kli of an odim, Moshech Ben, Shainam ishtamish boklum. The damal yodam moshech was not the one we had before, where Adam is moshech the behemoth with it, the leash. Shainam ishtamish boklum. Elamonachas viyamedlis ritzua. Here it's the buckle is only aimed in the belt itself. Mio, imo ritzua mikabelas tumma. Avada, when the buckle is in the belt, it's makabel tumma. Avol imhi noitlo, if you take the buckle off the belt, or ma'azir, and you put it back in again, ain't makabelas tumma liatzma. By itself, it's not called a kli. The buckle is only a tashit for a keli. That's not called a kli. Ki kom le'iyo nami, dovdu achasi dietzpa kom le'i. Olinyin Shabbos yeshilik. Again, if the Shabbos is a chilik, what type of ring you have, if it has a chasim, you could walk out, if not, not. But for tumma, all rings are makabel tumma. Yes, even that's not true. Almug atzei almugim u'nor. Tineya, the boss of tabas is leaning. The ikar is the ikar of the tabas. Of shute klimatkas tumeya. If the ikar of the ring is made out of metal, it's makabel tumah. Mashenken he shall agma Torah. The pshute klietzu. If the ikar of the ring is made out of wood, of shute klietzu, that makabel tumah, there wouldn't be any din tumah. Yeah. So that's what he answered. The Torah says, a ring, a metal ring that's meant for the hand of a person, that's always makabel tumah. He's also meant to say, no matter what size it is, it's always makabel tumah. Right, the yoid, another shroud is. The yoid shroud. Shamati shechokin bein machet lemachet. I heard the needle has different halachas. Certain needles have different halacha, and certain is a different halacha. Omalei, so he answered him back, shemalei shemat el in Shabbos. Maybe you only heard a chilek, what type of a needle you allowed to wear out to carry it on Shabbos. Mashenken, deal in your tumah, because if you heard Vilkos tumah, dov do achasi. His old needle has the exact same halacha Vilkos tumah. So drash el in your Shabbos. Linyan hoy soy Shabbos, ye chilek bein nekuvu l'shen en nekuvu. The nekuva katani chayiv chatis. If you have a needle that has a hole in it, so that's a needle that's aimed to use for sewing. So it's not a tashit to wear it. So if you stick it into your pants or stick it into your shirt, it's a chayiv haitzor. That's not called a tashit. Over shein in the kuva. If you have a nice needle that doesn't have any hole in it, the Gaon Ishmael says
she tachshit, that's a nice tachshit, ketoni yeine chayiv chattis perek b'amisha. There it says, you're not chayiv chattis, midrabbonin, you're not allowed to wear out it, you're not allowed to wear it midrabbonin, because it's a gzerim, maybe you come to take it off. But I call upon him, it's called the tachshit mikiradin, and that you can walk out with it on Shabbos. So v'hilchus Shabbos is a chiluk, how the needle is. If it's a needle without a hole, that's a tachshit, or a needle with a hole, it's not a tachshit sosa. Vashenk, v'hilchus tumah, it's always makabel tumah. Said the Gemara, is that true? Olinian Tuma Dovod Achasi, every needle has the same aloha of Yatnan. Machit Shenito Chura. If you have a needle you took out, the hole came off, fell off the hole of it. So it's not Roy anymore to use. I mean, you need a needle, you need a hole to put the thread through. Or Yuksa, or else the point came off the needle. Is Torah? That needle is not Makabal Tumma anymore, or else it's Torah. What's Tumma? It's Torah now, because it's not Roy to use anymore. It's like a Shevet Keli, the Tumma goes off it. So is here the chiluk, what the needle, if there has a needle with the hole or not. He meant to say all whole needles has a shlema, a needle that has a point and has a hole, that's called a needle, a good needle, that's always makabel tumah. For the Gemara of a shlema, dovid achas, even by a sholem, is that true? The Yatanan, machit shahelsa chaluda, you have a needle that got very rusty, a lot of rust became on the needle. Is imakiv, it's a tree, if there's so much rust that now you can't use this needle to sew with, it's poshut makiv, it can't go through the cloth, or it gets the cloth dirty. Is Torah, such a needle is not usable, it's Torah. V'yim lav tumeya, but if it's not so rusty, you can still use it, it's still tumeya. V'yamad veri abiyanai, v'usha rishum nikr. It means so rusty that the rishum, it's still nikr mamish. So some Rashi has two pshotim here. Shurishum nikr, Rashi learns, v'usha rishum nikr, shel machet nikr, dehevi kli utumeya. One shot is that even though there's a lot of rust there, but if it's nikr, it's still called a kli, it's still called a needle, then it is makabel tumah. But lishnachrin, of course, more established. This is sherishume means shachalud nikr. That means it's nikr that it's still rusty on the needle. The begid. That means when you sew and you put the needle through the begid, you see the rust in the begid. Hainu ikav tfir of a Torah. That's called its makiv. Its makiv does not mean that you can't push the needle through the begid. Even though the needle goes through the begid, but it still leaves a stain in the begid. So rishume is nikr in the begid. That's still not called the use of a needle, and it's still Torah. So a koponim, you see, even by needles, a whole needle, there's a chiluk, if it's so rusty or not so rusty. And for the Gemara, ki kamalei b'shifa, kamer. He meant to say a nice shiny needle. Hey, it's a clean drashi in yishufas, b'shefina, shekar, and limnon, shem b'chalude. It's a nice clean needle. Doesn't have any rust on it, there's no chiluk. It's always makabel tumah. For the Gemara, b'shifa, dov d'achasi, a clean needle is always the same alochon. The Yatanya, machet the needle, bein the kuva, bein ain't the kuva. Whether it has a hole in it, yeah, it doesn't have a hole in it. Is mutl taltle b'shabbos. You're allowed to be metaltle for Shabbos because it's called the kli. Why? Because the needle on Shabbos, if you use it, take out a machet. If you have a splinter in your finger, you want to take it out on Shabbos, you're allowed to use a needle. So for Shabbos, you don't need the hole in the needle because you can't thread, you can't sew on Shabbos. But you need the point. The needle has a point. It's usable on Shabbos. It's called the kli. So Sarah Gufa, you can be metalted on Shabbos. He's bein the kuva, whether it has a hole, whether it doesn't have a hole, as long as it has a point, it's called the kli. That's not muksa for Shabbos. Or at least the Sarah Gufa, some kaim it's muta. Could be a kli shom lach to liyaser. But the Sarah Gufa, if you need it for a purpose that you're allowed to use it for, it's muta on Shabbos. V'loyamrina, we don't say in the kuva. We don't have a chiluk. Whether a needle has a hole or doesn't have a hole, el in your tumah bavad, only the get the tumah. That if the kli has a hole, then it's makabel tumah. If the hole went away, so it's not makabel tumah anymore. So you see, even needles that have holes, it's an afkamina that has a hole, doesn't have a hole for hilchos tumah. And tomorrow, tirgumah abaya liba the rav begolmi. That what is talking about begolmi is a trashi. We don't say there's a chilik whether the needle has a hole in it or not. That if the needle has a hole in it, that's called a hole keli, that's makabel tumah. If it doesn't have a hole in it, it's not makabel tumah. So how could you say every needle has the same halacha? There's a chilik whether it has a hole or doesn't have a hole. Now the Gemara, Tzigim Rabbaya, Perakol HaKelim, the Golmi. So it means Rashi Shu Goyle, it means the whole piece. V'yemes nokit, hosam hu, the whole zaman shle nikva, kol zaman you didn't put a needle, you didn't put a hole in it yet, ain't a makabel tumah, it's not makabel tumah. Do le nigmeres malachto, the needle is not finished yet.
His this needle of the mouth is a piece of metal, and it's only made to pierce it, to make the hole go through. So Kozman, you didn't do it, so Rashi is not called the Nigma Malachta. Rashi, you say it.
Well, in your tumor, Kli Maisa Ksiv. Which kelim is Makabo Tumor, or Kli Maisa Kel that you could use right now? That means Shegomar Koma Sayu.
So everything that has to be done was finished already.
Mashenkin here, that you didn't have the pierce the hole yet, is not called a Kli. Or Miel Inyan, Shabbos Shaya. For Shabbos, though, it's good. For Shabbos, though, it's called a Kli, because sometimes you change your mind and leave it the way it is, because it could be used to take out the splinters from yourself. If you have a needle that's finished, you made the hole already. Go on your field. If you have a needle that you finished it,
as you decided now, I'm never going to put a hole through it. It's a finished Kli the way it is. So then it's Makabel Tumah. So even though the needle does not have a hole in it, still it's Makabel Tumah. So such a needle that you made up your mind, you're going to leave it the way it is, that's called a finished Enigma Malachtam, and that's Makabel Tumah. So that Kli is always Makabel Tumah.
So the Mishnah. Chamor, a donkey, yoitze b'madas. You can put a cushion or a type of a blanket over the chamor. We'll see in the Gemara, because a donkey always gets cold, even in the summer he's always cold. So you'll either warm him up on Shabbat, that's called a tachshit. That's called like a beggar for chamor, he can walk out with it on Shabbos. The yesodis that we had before in the Mishnah, that there's a mitzvah, shrisas bemta on Shabbos, that you have to make sure you don't make your behemah do a malach on Shabbos. So you can't put a masui on top of your behemah and let him walk out with it on Shabbos. But these things is called a beggar, so it's like a tachshit for the behemah, it's mutter. Rashi Madas Bishto O Manicha Moisa Kola Yoim Al Chamor Lachamamoy to warm him up. The Yarmish people say Chamra Filu Batkufas Tamuz Korolei. A donkey even a Tamuz is always cold, so if you need to put a blanket over him, it's called a Tachshit. Weiter Bizman Chikshur, only if it's tied. Rashi Kshur Gemara Porish, because if it's not tied, the gazer will fall off, and maybe you walk down with a Shusharab with it. Schorim, that's Rashi Schorim means Elim, that's rams. Is yoitzim levuvim? You could let them go out tied up. Is the Gemara will explain what this means? I think levuvim means you're tied up. The zechras the gid, that you don't want them to be able to make the kavis pregnant. So you tie up the gid levuvim. You tie them up. They're allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos, even though the gid is tied up. So it's mutter. Rechelis, that's the females. Goats. What's the chalice? That's roughly sheep. Young sheep. Yoitzos, they go out shechoizos. This is with the tail. Sometimes you tie the tail upwards that a zocher could be mezokik with her. Kavulas, sometimes you tie the tail downwards so a zocher can't go on her, not to make her pregnant. Or kavunas, sometimes she stam ties herself up to keep her tsemer or clean. So they hold any these type of tying up, it's a derech, it's a tzerech of the behemah, she's allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos. But izim, goats, yoitzes truers. You could tie up the goats. Trashi truers, the dayim. You could tie up the dodim, the breast. Truers, why pomel yivash? Sometimes you tie it up, shemahatkin kadesh leyachovu. You want it like to make it tight, so it should dry up and not give it off milk. Oid v'yisarbo, therefore they'll become pregnant again. Sometimes you want to tie it up, push it to keep the milk clean. The breast, the nipples shouldn't touch the ground. And they tie around the kiss, around the dot to keep it clean. So if you tie it on before Shabbos, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Is Ezim, the goat says Yotzim Truth. They go out with this kiss around the dodim. Rabbi Yossi Oysim Kulin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, all these cases are Osir. It's not called a Tachshit for the Behema, it's Osir. So Rashi of Yesi Oysa Bekulem Demasayu. He calls this Tama, they're carrying something, and it's also to let your behemah go out carrying something. Chutz min arechelim hakvunas. Only the rechelim that you want to cover up to keep their wool clean, that's called the tzorich. That's mutter. Rashi, chutz min arechelim hakvunas, shu shmiris timrun. You're doing that to cover up the tzemer, their wool, to keep it clean. Shloyetonet. Vevole tachshit. That's called the tachshit. Hey, it's a tzorech of the behemah, tzorech adam. That's called a tashah. That's mutter. See in the Gemara Moyesvara. We have Yuduwaime, Izim, the goats, Yoytzay, Sruroys. You could go out tying up the dodim, the breast. If you tie it up, liavish. If you put a kiss there around the dodim to make the milk dry up, you do it tight. That's mutter. Avolay lechalav. You just wanted that the milk should stay clean, or to make it have more milk. That's awesome. For that, you can't do it. Rashi.
Rabbi Yehuda Svirul, what?
Utter is the proper term.
Good, good. Rabbi Yehuda Svirale Kitana Kama Dlav Masi Umiyah Liyavish Demahadik Shapir. We do it tight. Vuleka Lemeichish Duma Nofil VYosil Asuye. It's Mutter. Abi tie the kiss around the other tight. It's Mutter. Avul Cholav. We just do it for the milk's sake. Lemahadik Shapir Chashinin.
There, since the Mitzvah, you don't tie it around so tight. There, we're afraid maybe you fall off on Shabbos. We're afraid to come to carry your daram. So just Rabbim. That's why it's awesome with the Rabbanim.
So the Gemara, Omar Shmuel.